Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We're outside the Travel Agency, a cannabis store that's got everyone buzzing.
When I walked in, I felt like I was in the elite of the skies, like I'm about to get elevated and lifted in the best way. Got the important essential things. I need sleep, so tinctures, salves to relax my body, right? The best New York flowers.
Come down to the Travel Agency and see for yourself. For use only by adults age 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the National Poison Control Center. Consume responsibly.
All right, guys, Mary Grader is going to join me today as we cover the current events of WWE and get into our Royal Rumble thoughts as we're a little over a week away. So that's going to be coming up, including her thoughts on Buddy Murphy joining Seth Rollins. Kane is being scheduled to return on Friday Night SmackDown. And what exactly does that mean? Tons of stuff coming up, including our early picks on the Royal Rumble winners as we continue to update our predictions, getting closer to the show. But first, a word from the sponsor of the show, and then we'll get things rolling right after this. Hey guys, so retirement may or may not be something that you're really thinking about, but even if you are years and years away, I mean, I'm 20 years away from retirement, but it's something that we should all be thinking about. There's a company that has retirement plans that you can invest in precious metals like gold, silver, and cryptocurrency. There's also a big opportunity to grow retirement and grow income for either your personal or a business. And anyone who signs up at this website receives a free investment kit and gift. So what is this website? It's brightmoneyinvestments.com. That's brightmoneyinvestments.com. You can diversify and grow with metals and cryptos, and you can even talk to someone there to get a better idea of what you should be investing in. So head on over to brightmoneyinvestments.com. So you guys have probably heard about the exploding market of CBD oil, right? Well, I have firsthand experience with this because my wife and I use it on a daily basis. It really does help reduce stress, is all natural, it helps me sleep. I'd really recommend you guys check out CBD. Well, where do you go for this? I'd recommend Canovia.com. That's Canovia, C-A-N-N-O-V-I-A.com. And check it out. They have great high-quality CBD oil, but also CBD gel and lotion and agave beverage powder. And don't forget, guys, this is all-natural stuff. There's a money-back guarantee. They have free shipping. They're FDA compliant. It's Canovia.com. And right now, what's really cool is that they are running a contest. And what that means is you can get yourself 12 bottles of 1,000 milligram CBD oil. It's $1,000 value right now. Head on over to Canovia.com. There's two super easy ways to enter and win. And trust me, guys, that is a heck of a lot of CBD oil, and you will want every drop of it. So head on over to Canovia.com, C-A-N-N-O-V-I-A.com, and check out what everyone's been talking about.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, your place for the most passionate wrestling analysis on the web.
Just turn Roman heel. What is WWE waiting for?
When other wrestling podcasts put you to sleep, you can count on the WWE Podcast to keep you engaged and asking for more.
I've been watching wrestling for over 20 years, and that was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
This is unlike any other wrestling analysis. So without any further delay, let's get the show started right now.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. Thanks for joining me on this this Wednesday evening or Thursday or Friday or whatever day you're listening to this show. Today I've got Mary Grader, who was supposed to come on the show on this weekend, but we had a scheduling conflict, and I said we got to bring her on the show. Let's bring her on Wednesday, which was a day that worked for both of us. Typically, it's my nostalgia day, right? And I was going to talk about Rock versus Austin and do a three-part series. That'll be starting next week, so That's forthcoming. And I want to do a little bit of research on that anyway and make sure it's a quality show for all three of those shows, which will be done in a 3-week succession. So obviously 3-part series, but so that's forthcoming. I didn't forget about it, but I had to bring Mary back on. I know you guys love the co-host bits that we do. And she brought up a really good point during the show, towards the end of the show, that with the Royal Rumble being so damn big that we should probably bring on more than one co-host. So for the Royal Rumble review show, I will probably be bringing on a couple of co-hosts, obviously Mary being one, maybe another, and maybe two more. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a cast of four or three. I don't know, but I think that that's an awesome idea to bring on the full cast of co-hosts, which would be, I think, a blast. So that's something that I'm going to work on doing for the Royal Rumble review, because that's going to be a massive show. There's going to be a ton to talk about. It's probably going to be a 2-hour-plus show with everyone's opinions and feedback and all the stories coming out. There's so much to talk about with the Royal Rumble. I can already feel it. We're already talking about potential returns from Nia Jax to AJ Lee to CM Punk to Edge to Ember Moon to Naomi on the woman's side. There's just so much that there's so many potentials, so much going on that, especially after the Rumble concludes and we have the person standing on the second rope and pointing to the WrestleMania sign as is required by WWE law, there's going to be a lot to discuss. So I think that that would be a hell of a way to maximize the show and just make it just the biggest show it can be and bring on as many co-hosts as I can. And I don't want to overwhelm the field here, but I think three, four people would be enough. And that would be my entire cast of co-hosts. So I'm going to try to do that. All right. Well, guys, again, Mary and I talked about the Royal Rumble. That was the focus. We went back in time a little bit. We paid our respects to Rocky Johnson, who has, it's been just really released that he has passed at 75. So thoughts and prayers go out to the family of, and friends of Rocky Johnson. So we talked about that. Of course, conspiracy theories came up as hashtag conspiracy theory Mary will be trending soon. And we talked about Kane and his return to SmackDown Friday. We talked about Triple H's comments about Paige. We talked about Charlotte spinning her wheels, The Fiend, what his weakness could be, The Miz's turn to back to heel, Seth now having a official faction with Buddy Murphy. Just really, it's just a great show. So, guys, I really think you're going to enjoy this. So we're going to take just one last break. This is the last official sponsor break. And then we're going to get to the conversation with Mary. But guys, enjoy it. It was over an hour conversation. And then I will be back on Saturday with our co-host to discuss the week in review. And then don't forget, it will also be an AEW and NXT review show coming to you tomorrow and Friday. So a lot going on. And the seventh show is going to be the second wave of co-host is going to be revealed this week as well. I'm adding a seventh show to this feed. So, boy, man, I think I've just stressed myself out. That's what I've done. I'm now officially stressed out. But hey, that's my problem, not yours. You just get to sit back. You get to listen to the audio, whether you're at work, and maybe you shouldn't be listening to me, but hey, I do the same damn thing too at work. Or maybe you're just kind of chilling on the couch and watching some TV and getting ready for the Rumble and think about who could win and all the possibilities, whatever it may be. Thank you guys for bringing me into your day, your night, your morning. And I'm appreciative of it. And again, if you have a few moments, head on over to the website at wwepodcast.com. By the way, all of this content is there along with blogs and also video coming soon there. Right now, video is exclusive only to Patreon. I may be opening that up shortly and adding other videos that are free that are on my website and also on some other different social media platforms, but you can also follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast, and follow me there for all my latest thoughts and tweets and things. And head on over to patreon.com/WWE Podcast if you want to get all these shows ad free. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm tired of the ads. Easy solution. Just go to patreon.com and sign up. And for $1, you can get the entire library ad free, plus video, plus a shout out. The shout out, by the way, that I'd like to give are to two new patrons. One joined last week, and that is Michael Giordano. I'm sorry if I butchered the name. And the other is Christian, who just joined us yesterday. So thank you to both Michael and Christian for your patronism, and enjoy the entire library. And just want to give you both a shout out. Thank you guys so much for joining the family here. And I think that you'll be pleased that you did so. All right. Well, guys, quick break. And then, of course, y'all know, hour plus conversation with Mary and I. Until then, guys, talk to you next time. So you guys have probably heard about the exploding market of CBD oil, right? Well, I have firsthand experience with this because my wife and I use it on a daily basis. It really does help reduce stress. Is all natural. It helps me sleep. I'd really recommend you guys check out CBD. Well, where do you go for this? I'd recommend Canovia.com. That's Canovia, CANNOVIA.com. And check it out. They have great high-quality CBD oil, but also CBD gel and lotion and agave beverage powder. And don't forget, guys, this is all natural stuff. There's a money-back guarantee. They have free shipping. They're FDA compliant. It's Canovia.com. And right now, what's really cool is that they are running a contest. And what that means is you can get yourself 12 bottles of 1,000 milligram CBD oil. It's $1,000 value right now. Head on over to Canovia.com. There's two super easy ways to enter and win. And trust me, guys, that is a heck of a lot of CBD oil, and you will want every drop of it. So head on over to Canovia.com, CANNOVIA.com, and check out what everyone's been talking about.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, so retirement may or may not be something that you're really thinking about, but even if you are years and years away, I mean, I'm 20 years away from retirement, but it's something that we should all be thinking about. There's a company that has retirement plans that you can invest in precious metals like gold, silver, and cryptocurrency. There's also a big opportunity to grow retirement and grow income for either your personal or a business. And anyone who signs up at this website receives a free investment kit and gift. So what is this website? It's brightmoneyinvestments.com. That's brightmoneyinvestments.com. You can diversify and grow with metals and cryptos, and you can even talk to someone there to get a better idea of what you should be investing in. So head on over to brightmoneyinvestments.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. Mary Greeter joins me today on a day that she normally does not, but we did some mixing and matching over the weekend and said we had to get her in. There's just no other option. The show will not survive without Mary being on this show as a co-host once a week. So, Mary, welcome back. We've got some things to cover. We've got things that we haven't talked about with Brock coming in number one. Kane is supposed to be on SmackDown this coming Friday. Tons of other stuff. So welcome back to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me as usual. I'm so like honored that my presence means that much to this show. And it was like, really me? Okay, cool. So
no, it does. People ask, somebody messaged me the other day and said, so wait, why wasn't Mary on the Sunday show? And I said, I said that we just had to do some mixing and matching, and they said that, all right, well, they're going to – they said they were going to skip the Sunday show. They didn't because they emailed me after, but they said that, they were your favorite, and they were going to come back on Wednesday, and here you are. So people do
email me. Yeah, we had a little schedule snafus.
Yeah, life happens.
But I'm here now, and I'm ready to talk wrestling, and well, we were just talking about – trying to figure out what I missed because I was on very close, like it was just like a week ago, I believe.
Yes, you were. And well, let's talk about the one thing that we didn't get to talk about. And yeah, we're going back a couple of Monday Night Raws, but I never got your thoughts on what this means for Brock Lesnar entering number one. The championship's not on the line, but Brock is proclaiming to go through 29 other guys to prove his dominance to win the Rumble, although no one's ever addressed, Paul Heyman hasn't addressed what that means if he ever did. So what are your thoughts on this whole thing of Brock entering number one?
It was an interesting move. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think anybody was expecting it. I don't know if that's because they don't want the title to be challenged for at Mania. Maybe they have a plan for the other title, but it's an interesting move. I don't know how it's going to end, though. Is somebody going to eliminate him? Is somebody going to return and eliminate him? I heard like weird things saying, oh, Punk's gonna return and eliminate him. I don't believe that. I wouldn't believe that. I would believe Kevin Owens or somebody, you know, more his size doing it, but I don't know. It's kind of what the hell is going on right now. It's an interesting move. It's different.
It is different. And I like it because, yeah, you don't have a separate championship match for Brock, and that's, you know what, that's fine with me because they were going to get Brock Lesnar to WrestleMania as champion anyway. We all know that. It's just a staple of WrestleMania of Brock bringing the belt in and typically, not always, dropping it at WrestleMania to whoever the next chosen one is, and typically that would be Roman Reigns, right? But this year, Brock Lesnar's entering number one. It creates a lot of potential really good matchups in the Rumble that we may not have thought of. NXT guys going face-to-face with Brock. I think Brock's going to go very, very deep into the Rumble, probably into the last few guys, and maybe Kevin Owens ends up eliminating Brock, and that's how you get a Brock versus Kevin Owens matchup at WrestleMania. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't think that Brock could win this, but let's just go down that interesting path. What would that mean if Brock Lesnar, the WWE champion, wins the Royal Rumble? How does that work for WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's what the big question is, because he's not getting a title shot at himself. I mean, I guess that means he could challenge the other champion if he wants, though. And maybe they're trying to unify again. I would hope not. I mean, just, like, stop. Pick one or the other. Like, stop going back and forth with it. Or he could just be a double champ. I mean, that's always a possibility, too, keeping the titles separate and Brock being, you know, the double champ of the WWE to piss off a lot of people because he's a part-timer, and to show that, you know, as long as Brock is in the WWE, he is going to be the most dominant wrestler on the roster part-time or full-time. And I 100% believe that that's what they're doing, and I don't disagree with it either. I know, like, people get mad that he's not on every week in the title, but it's what keeps everybody popping when Brock comes out.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like, everybody pops when Brock comes out. It doesn't matter how long he's gone, how much trash is talked about him. He gets a pop, and that's how you keep him special. So I don't know how it works if he wins. What do you think? Do you think he goes after the other title?
in the unlikely event, and I'm not predicting this by any means that Brock's going to win. Spoiler alert, I don't think he will. It just doesn't make sense. Could you go all in on Brock, who is inarguably WWE's biggest star? You can't deny, love him, hate him, say he's an absentee champion. Brock Lesnar, hands down, is the biggest star WWE has. So could they go all in, have Brock win, challenge The Fiend for the Universal Championship, and have a Fiend versus Brock Lesnar match at Mania? You could. And I think that match will eventually happen. But you're kind of doubling down on the problem of not allowing The Fiend to grow. You're also just putting all your eggs in one basket, and you're not allowing both worlds to exist by themselves and give each championship a legitimate story to be told at Mania. And I don't think that's going to happen. That would be the only logical solution, would be for a Brock versus Fiend match. It doesn't make sense. You have both brands split, and I don't need them unifying anything. We just had the awfully executed draft, but they've, to their credit, they have kept to their words so far of guys staying on their brands and gals staying on their brands. I don't need anybody crossing over. I don't need anything right now. It's separate worlds. Keep the Universal Championship on SmackDown, keep the WWE Championship on Raw, leave it alone. I think whoever eliminates Brock is simply going to be the one that faces Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania for the championship. That is the single sole reason for Brock Lesnar being in this match, is to show his dominance, go extremely deep, maybe the final four, and eventually get eliminated by his future opponent at WrestleMania. I think that's the purpose of this whole thing.
Yeah, but you don't think that if he does get eliminated, the person that wins the Rumble isn't going to challenge him?
Or
you think?
Well, no, I don't. You know why I don't is because again, this isn't really a spoiler. I think the heavy favorite here of Roman Reigns isn't exactly it's the worst kept secret in WWE right now. And when Roman Reigns wins the Rumble, which is my pick as of this moment, Roman Reigns is going to challenge The Fiend, because God knows we don't need another Roman Reigns-Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point. I really don't, now that Brock is in the Rumble, I don't know what's going to happen. So I wouldn't put it past the WWE to have Lesnar win the Rumble, though. Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't. Like, you know, you always say like, they wouldn't do that. It doesn't make sense. They always do those things. They always do things that don't make sense. So I don't know who's going to win the Rumble. I mean, the Kevin Owens theory is interesting, but he's entangled in this whole thing with Seth Rollins right now. And I think that's going to continue now that, you know, this is a good segue, now that Rollins has another member of his group. And guess what, guys? We finally got an official faction on the main roster.
Yay. I really celebrated. I think they did it brilliantly. I mean, I really have nothing bad to say about how it was executed. We got another brilliant match with Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy, which, I mean, I could seriously watch these two in a true 60-minute Iron Man match. I would love to see it. I'd love to see them in a submission match, and just an old-school, hard-nosed submission match. You could put these two together anywhere in the world, and it could be a main event in terms of wrestling quality. And yeah, you don't get the big pop for both guys at the beginning when they come out for their entrance, but even especially Buddy Murphy. But the thing is, they are able to, even without giving promos, bring the audience into their match, emotionally bring them in, and not see through their work. They're stiff, they're snug, they worked well together, their chemistry's awesome, and they organically bring the crowd in, even if their entrances, you know, people don't explode. So I have nothing bad to say about how this was executed. We do have an official faction, and I was trying to think about the last time we had a faction in WWE. You can't call it, you can't say the Shield, you can't say the OC, you can't say New Day. I think the League of Nations, if my God, do you really want to call it? I really think that might have been the last faction, as awful as it was, might have been the last one, and I'm all for this.
I mean, they could, and side note, they could have done something with the League of Nations. That could have been really, really good, and I don't know what, they were just like throwing Nexus on it. I don't know. Anyway, it's awesome. They have the mandatory blue chipper, you know, rookie in the group, because, I mean, AOP's been there for a while technically, but like, you know, Buddy Murphy's kind of come out of nowhere. Nobody thought, we were talking about this the last time I was on, or a time before, like, nobody thought he was going to be getting this much push and hype when he got on the main roster, because he debuted and then, like, he kind of went away, like you said, but he had strong matches and he's continuing to have strong matches. I agreed with everything you've said about Buddy Murphy versus Aleister Black. The matches, you can't like stop watching it. Even if you're trying to be distracted, like sometimes you are during Raw, you know, it's 3 hours, mm-hmm. kind of long.
Yeah, no, this whole
thing. You actually like put your phone down mm-hmm. and watch the match. And if you miss something, you go back and you watch it. If you're watching it on like a Hulu or a replay on demand. So it's good. I'm excited about it. I want to see a faction dominating the Raw roster,
particularly a heel faction.
Yeah, and I'm sick of three-man groups. You know, the OC doesn't count. I would like them to get another member because, you know, they're supposed to be a version of the Bullet Club, and I still think the Finn Balor thing may be coming at some point, but for right now, I'll take it. You didn't see it coming either, and it's going to be interesting to watch it go. On the other turn of the coin, I'm watching Raw last Monday, and, you know, they're saying they have a third partner for Joe and Owens. And I totally didn't think it was Punk. That's not going to happen. You know, if that, my theory is correct. Oh, ice cream bars. That was the other thing that happened while I've been gone for a week. If that's going to happen, it's going to happen at a pay-per-view or something like that. If it happens, I'm not saying it's going to, but you know, I'm sitting there going, please don't be anybody stupid. Please don't be stupid. And I hear, well, and I'm like, oh God. And I turned it off. And then that's what I was looking up before I got on the phone with you, was that there was a leaked Mania card, and, you know, the Triple Threat does have Big Show in it. And it's like, why, dude?
No.
Like, why? No. Like, you know, it's like Big Show in particular. Big Show and Kane, like, no offense to the two of them. They have a terrible stigma of what was done to them in the last couple years. And of their, you know, when they were still actively, like, with the face turns and the heel turns and, you know, Big Show, particularly him being humiliated at some point by the Authority. And it's just like, you got Joe and Owens doing this really cool thing, and they're tough, but they're being, you know, smarky, and they're not being like, you know, evil. They're walking that line. And then you give him Big Show because he can knock somebody out. Big Show has been beaten by everybody. Am I wrong about this? Is it just like, it's just not the same. Like, it would have been better to have somebody that you didn't expect that's like our current member on the roster than like, why do they always do this? Why do they stick a Kane or Big Show or a Mysterio in these positions? Even though Mysterio is having one of the best runs of his career, with the Andrade thing going right now. But
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sorry, that was me.
No. We'll get to that too. So Big Show, I'll be totally honest. I was on the other side of the camp, only from the perspective when I heard his music. I don't think anybody in this world expected it to be the Big Show. I mean, and he hasn't been on Raw in a wrestling capacity in 2 years. So as much as we were getting enough of our fill, and more than our fill, of the Big Show during the Authority era, if you will, and trust me, when I saw Big Show on the screen a few years ago, I would groan. And yes, Big Show is a guy that doesn't really get you so too excited, but he's also, let's face it, he's a future Hall of Famer.
I'm not trying to bat out Big Show at all. It wasn't expected. Like, I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just saying, as that third partner, if that's going to be the third partner at Mania, like, I feel if it's Big Show and he somehow gets taken out and then somebody else replaces him, or they add another person to the group, then, like, okay, cool. But, like, I just don't understand why that's the guy. It doesn't, like, it's just, you know what I'm saying. They do this with these guys. They, like, just stick them in when you're, like, expecting somebody new or somebody, like, holy crap. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I didn't expect the Big Show, but it's the Big Show.
But I think, no. Like and I see what you're saying, that they didn't give you the person or a person that they could build on and that they could be the future. Yeah. And I'm with you on that, but maybe that's what's coming, because now you have a group of four against a group of three, and the odds have to eventually even themselves out. Somebody's going to join that group of individualists of Big Show and Smojo and Kevin Owens. And could it be, my God, do I dare say CM Punk? I mean, you know, there's a potential there that you can have CM Punk join him as a fourth member, or maybe somebody else that we're not even thinking of as that up-and-comer, somebody that's like, holy, you know what, you know, like, that is what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for, is somebody to really, really tip the odds in the favor of the faces. And right now it's 4-on-3, so you know somebody else is coming.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think if this is where the 4-on-3 is getting like throwing everything off, because when Big Show first, you know, came out, I was like, okay, this has got to be a space holder. Like, adding to conspiracy theory, Mary, like it's a space holder, you know, like Big Show, that's the other thing, working against him. He hasn't been around in 2 years. We all know that he's older. Like, he is a part timer. He's definitely a Hall of Famer. He's getting into that territory of older dudes that are fighting that are not really, you know, on the roster anymore, who get taken out, you know, and then replaced by somebody else or something like that. So I would think that that's what would happen, and Punk would join the fold, you know, at the Rumble or something like that when they're in, you know, the Rumble, because I don't know if there's going to be a 3-on-3 match or 3-on-4 or 4-on-4 match yet. I mean, they could have both, because we already saw that there's going to be a match and somebody inserted themselves in the Rumble. Was it Roman? Did he do that? He's having a match and he's inserting himself? Am I imagining things?
No, you're not.
Somebody said they had a match, and then they were like, I can enter the Rumble too, and they already announced it.
I believe it is Roman Reigns. And okay. Yeah, so just because, again, we've talked about that too. Like, just because you have a match, people automatically think, oh, well, they have a match, they're not going to be in the Rumble. Yeah. That's not true. So,
but that's my take on that with the Big Show angle.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I personally groan, because it's just like, it's almost like they couldn't figure anybody to put in that third spot. So they're like, hey, well, Big Show is coming back, let's just stick him in there. And we don't know how long Big Show is going to be around, you know? So like, then it also like kind of puts a squash on this like going long. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I wish it would have been somebody else, somebody occurred on the roster, you know, somebody who hasn't been used, and be like you said, holy crap, you know? Yeah. Drew McIntyre has been like funny lately. Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
So like, there's a lot of weird things going on, people shifting. I just felt like the Big Show is a disappointment to a storyline that's red hot. And like, oh, shout out to Kevin Owens last night, like doing the parkour. Like, that was the coolest thing that I've seen in a while. He ran up that thing, because it's almost like a skateboard ramp, and he did a cannonball, and it was the coolest thing that I saw in pro wrestling in a while. It was innovative. It was something like Jeff Hardy would have done, you know. Kevin Owens being, you know, Kevin Owens being that huge cannonball. He's a cannonball. So it was awesome.
Somebody put a meme out there and it made me laugh. It was that it had Kevin Owens' face on like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater video game series, like coming out, you know, next month or whatever. It was just so true. It's hilarious seeing, because that ramp is got quite a curve to it, or that LED screen. So, man, that was awesome. I loved that. Certainly, you know, as we just talked about, as you alluded to with Drew McIntyre making you laugh. Yeah, Drew McIntyre, I think he's going through a transition right now. At least that's the perception. Yes, he got the pinfall off of somebody else's finish with Randy hitting the RKO in the triple threat match on AJ Styles. But he also hit his claymore on Randy to get that pin. He didn't do anything dirty or dastardly. I think he's starting to make that transition to babyface. Did you feel that as well?
I think he's more making his transition to singles. I'm glad that they pulled him away from Corbin, because I don't think it was doing anything. Drew McIntyre doesn't need Corbin. And quite frankly, Corbin doesn't need Drew McIntyre. Like,
no, they don't.
As much as he's annoying and like I groan when he comes on the screen, that's what he's going for. So that guy's doing what he needs to do, and he's already got enough thugs around him, you know, Bobby Roode. You know, and Bobby Roode's a big dude, so you don't need that like gigantic dude. Drew McIntyre is destined to be a single star. I don't know what's transitioning. I don't know if he's becoming a babyface, but I just think that they're finally being like, all right, go. Do your thing. And that match last night was awesome. Those are the kind of matches that you want to see. You want to see Randy Orton and AJ Styles. So, but sometimes Randy Orton's always gotten in that rut where it's repetitive with what he's, who he's fighting and, you know, stuff like that. Randy Orton's been very interesting the last couple of months. Like, he's kind of all over the place. And then, you know, you always want to watch AJ Styles wrestle. There's like, yeah. If you don't, like, there's something wrong with you and you shouldn't watch wrestling because... It's stupid.
You should be banned. Yeah, I mean, like,
but you got to get your head checked if you don't just want to watch AJ Styles work, especially because he's in WWE and we never thought that this would ever happen. I still am grateful for that.
Hell yeah.
So that match was awesome last night, and that's what we want to see. And now you have Drew McIntyre, who's not, like, new, but he's not, like, he's kind of new that he's only been up on the main roster for a little bit, but it feels different with him. So, like, he's still kind of the new guy, and he's in this... And that's an important match. That's the match that you want to win and get over on, you know?
And I hope that this is a match we look back at and say, ha, they were building to something with Drew here. But the problem is, I've said that before. I've said that, you know, many times in the past that, oh, finally looks like they're going to do something with Drew. And it ends up being nothing, and he gets stuck in a program that he ends up losing or just kind of goes away for a couple of months. I hope this is something that we can look back and go, that's where it started. Because I think I have been singing the praises of Drew McIntyre since he returned to WWE. And I've been waiting for it. He is destined to be a heel. I personally like him as a heel, and I think he has a massive heel championship run on him. If they turn him face, I'm willing to see how that goes. And yes, Randy Orton as well has been the most interesting he's been in years. For how long was Randy Orton on SmackDown that he was just kind of there? He was floating along. He would, you know, maybe he faced Jinder Mahal for the championship, or maybe he got in that program with Bray Wyatt when he burned down the cabin in the woods and killed Sister Abigail.
But they messed up that whole entire storyline with that House of Horrors match. Oh man, that was a bad, bad look for Orton for a while. Like, because just everything they were doing with Wyatt was stupid Vince soap opera writer ideas, not understanding like what Bray had visioned in his head, and now we're seeing that with The Fiend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Obviously, it's not the same character, but it's kind of the same character. It's a character reborn. So, yeah, but that was a bad run for Randy. Continue. Sorry.
That's okay. I actually, I'm writing something down as you mentioned The Fiend, because I do want to ask you something about what was mentioned on Raw about something with The Fiend. And so, anyway, Randy Orton, quickly to just kind of close on Randy, I really love what they've done with him. I think they've maximized Randy Orton in a way that he hasn't been in years. I mentioned a couple of programs that he was a part of on SmackDown for a number of years. But outside of that, he was just kind of this legacy star that was there, got a good pop, would wrestle, just good matches, and just people were there to see the RKO, and he would just kind of float along and be there. And now he's being prominently positioned. He opened Monday Night Raw. I love how he said that he was told to say excitedly, "Welcome to Monday Night Raw." I believe that that was something that he kind of pulled out of context or out of the script and said he was told to say this. That was pretty cool. I like that, because everybody always has to excitedly welcome you to Monday Night Raw. I don't know why. It's just what you do. I don't like it. So I like how Randy transparently brought that up. But overall, I love what they're doing with Randy. And any closing comments on Randy before I really want to ask you something about The Fiend?
Oh, no, we were just, you know, kind of summarizing what happened on Raw. I'm just happy to see that, like, that kind of matches what I want to see on Monday Night Raw, something like that.
And especially to open Raw. We don't need a 20-minute promo open Raw all the time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So here's the thing with The Fiend, and I'm sure that you noticed this, or maybe you didn't, but where Rambling Rabbit started to spill the beans on how to beat the Fiend, that he has a weakness. And later that night, the dismembered version of Rambling Rabbit was delivered to Daniel Bryan. And it was Rambling Rabbit about to tell Daniel Bryan how to beat the Fiend. And Bray Wyatt covered his mouth. So I think that they're bringing something up here that is important, because I think they're going to build on it, that there is a weakness the Fiend has. How to beat him. How does... Did you pick up on this, first of all?
No. I mean, I know like what the rabbit was trying to say. I don't know what they're going forward with it. I mean, I think the rabbit's been killed a couple times now,
yeah,
too.
Yes.
It's kind of like a cartoon character that keeps coming back. It's funny. I like it. He's...
Oh, I love Rambling Rabbit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously... The puppets know something, you know, that the wrestlers don't know. They are continuing with that storyline. I mean, they brought, you know, theories from the interwebs, or maybe that, you know, when somebody, Daniel Bryan said, you know, everybody's saying what people have changed once they fought Wyatt, which we've seen. All his main opponents have changed. Even Finn Balor changed down in NXT. He came out as a heel. So... You know, that's interesting. I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to try to build on it. What it is, I don't know. I mean, everybody has been saying since Wyatt has been around that Sister Abigail is his weakness. Are we going to get an Abigail finally in a storyline? I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of that's his weakness, to, like, have him revert, you know, and get out of the Fiend persona.
Yeah, Sister Abigail hasn't really been mentioned other than, oh, that's still his finish move, but we haven't ever actually seen her. But she's dead, so how can she actually come back? I mean, you could come up with some wacky ideas, but that is one. The other rumor that's floating around that I've heard is, well, maybe the red light. If you turn off the red light, that's his source of power, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's some wacky stuff out there. Maybe it's simpler than we're thinking, but this is interesting to me. It's intriguing, because I really don't think that this was just something brought up in passing. I think this is something that's going to continue to evolve, and we'll get clues as to what could the weakness of the Fiend be. And honestly, he should have one, because I don't need him being invincible every single match. We all know what happened at Hell in a Cell with Seth Rollins, the disaster that was, and there's still reverberations of that with the Fiend. Seth Rollins turning heel has completely erased, and I think he's washed himself of that now that he's heel and completely reinvented his character. But with the Fiend, he's still got a little bit of that stink from Hell in a Cell on him, and I don't need him being an invincible character. I want to know, what is the weakness of the Fiend? I need to see a vulnerability, not just to make it make sense, but also because, I mean, it's just not engaging. It's not believable to see the Fiend be completely invulnerable. It takes me out of the moment. I mean, look what happened at Hell in a Cell with how many stomps and chair shots and sledgehammers and just nonsensical stuff, right? So I wanted to know, there's got to be a weakness.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but, like, wasn't The Undertaker for a long time unbeatable because he was supernatural? I mean...
But not to this. The problem with the Fiend is they presented him at way overboard. Like, you know, Undertaker didn't take, you know, 8 finishes in a row and then immediately get back up and take, you know, like, just an incessant, laughable amount of damage. You're also talking about a time when, you know, finishes back then were actually held with the standard of being a finish. Whereas today you see a finish and you go, it's probably going to take a couple more in just a normal match. You know, much less a character they're trying to get over as invincible. So you magnify that in today's standard of what a finish means in wrestling. And so there's a little bit of a parallel there, but this was taken to the extreme. That's the problem.
Okay. I can see what you're saying. Again, I don't really know what his weakness is going to be. They're probably going to do either something really brilliant if Bray Wyatt's in charge, or they're going to try to do something stupid. Unfortunately, it's one or two. I mean, it could be also with, like, you know, Daniel Bryan reverting to, you know, original Yes Movement Daniel Bryan, or, like, when he first, you know, went from heel when he was with AJ Lee, that look to, you know, Yes Bryan. I mean, Bryan was in the Wyatt family, and they have been using that in the storyline. So maybe that short amount of time that he was with the Wyatt family, he found out a secret, you know, and he just hasn't realized it yet. Again, I'm really good at booking. I'm not saying a WWE writer is going to come up with this in their head. Or right. If they do, it's probably going to get shot down.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But I don't know. I still think Wyatt's going to be champ for a while. So unless Daniel Bryan takes the title at 30, which I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I know this isn't exactly a prediction show, but some things you can just see a mile away. I don't see The Fiend losing at Rumble. I just don't. He's held it, you know, for a while now, for a few months, and it's time to, I think, bring it all the way to Mania. And I don't need Daniel Bryan as champion beating The Fiend, because I think they're building him up for Roman Reigns to beat at Mania. But obviously that's, you know, months out, and we'll get to that point. But with The Fiend, I don't know. I'm not of the belief that The Fiend is going to be this, you know, this character that is, you know, completely unbeatable forever, right? And I think in Daniel Bryan's loss at the Rumble, we'll get a big clue as to what his weakness could be. So even in the loss, Daniel Bryan may discover what his weakness is. So that is, I guess, the consolation prize, even though Daniel Bryan's pretty much foregone conclusion to lose, at least an extremely heavy favorite on The Fiend's end. So,
yeah, so... Again, it's a wait and see thing. We don't know what's going to happen in the Rumble. We don't know who's showing up at the Rumble. We don't, you know, things. Roman Reigns, Wyatt, probably. And don't be surprised if Roman tries to go after Brock, though, again, also.
As
long
as
Roman's
yeah.
in the main event, nobody's going to care who he goes after. You know, he has unfinished business with Brock Lesnar, too. So.
I just don't need a Roman and Brock main event again. I just don't.
They do.
I don't need it.
Like, I'm not like trying to screw you, but it's just like some. Until I see different, and I hope it's different. I'm just kind of, you know, replaying what they've done in the past, and I know it's something that's beaten to death. It seems like they're trying to do new things and try new things. Well, I just hope it, you know, it continues moving forward. Towards Mania.
I agree. I think if you win the Rumble, you should, since you are drafted to that brand, be obligated to face the champion on your brand. That's my belief, to keep the world separate. Even though they're competing at the same time, they're really competing for their own brand's championship title opportunity. And I don't know, again, WWE at times doesn't lay out the rules very clearly. Sometimes it's a very, very loose. And when they see it fit to not give the audience the rules for the purpose of being able to bend the rules and for storyline reasons, they do that a lot. So will they actually let people know? This year, if you win the Rumble, you can challenge for either championship. In years past, they haven't. And they've modified the rules back and forth to fit the story. So, I don't know. That's my belief. You should challenge for your own championships, your own brand's championship. And I don't know. I just, you can't tell me. Like, it makes me want to vomit to see Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns again. Not that they're a bad match, but it'd be, what, the third time they face each other at WrestleMania in the last 5 years? I don't need it. This isn't Rock Austin, right?
No, it's definitely not Rock Austin. So I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, we're just – I don't know what else to say about it. We're going to have to see how it goes.
Well, kind of on that note, I have a theory too. But Kane has been announced to be appearing on SmackDown this coming Friday in 2 days. I have my thoughts. What do you think Kane's purpose of coming to SmackDown is on Friday?
I have no idea. I haven't thought about it at all. I mean, it could be just like another Big Show thing. I mean, maybe he, who could he possibly be involved with? Like, I'm asking this as a legitimate question. What's your theory?
My theory is he's announcing himself in the Rumble, but okay. Also probably going to be some kind of throwback, I guess, alliance with Daniel Bryan for Team Hell No to maybe ward off the Fiend or a couple other heels. So I think there probably will be a Daniel Bryan Kane reunion of sorts for Team Hell No for maybe like one night only, and also him announcing himself into the Royal Rumble match. That's my guess.
You gave it more thought than I did. Yeah, I guess that could be what's happening.
Yeah,
that's about right. I actually didn't know Kane was coming back until you told me before the show. I guess I missed that announcement today. I was doing a lot of yard work today because it was warm and I didn't get to it before school started. So I didn't know that was happening. So that's probably what's happening. I don't see in any other storyline him, like, you know, fitting in. I was going to say Wyatt because, you know, they try to group the supernatural people together. So maybe Kane knows kind of a weakness for him. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't make too big of a deal about it, so I don't think it's going to be a main story. Neither it shouldn't be. Kane is a legacy act. That is, he's the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee. He's not here for a long time. He's here for a good time. Isn't that a saying, right? I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. That's something. But I don't know why the hell that popped in my head. But that's what Kane is doing right now. He's just here for the time being, for a short term, to bring himself in the Rumble. I believe he has the second most eliminations of all time, as Roman Reigns broke the record. I don't know if it was last year or year before. And I've always been a huge fan of Kane. Unfortunately, at this point in his career, he's just so watered down that I don't. And his mask has been evolved. His mask has evolved. His mystique is gone. But back in the heyday, and I know this isn't really a throwback show, but man, I loved Kane when he debuted in '97 and became just a complete monster. And then the Brothers of Destruction. Man, when you think back to what Kane was, just to see how far he's come, it's sometimes just a shame. But I don't know.
No, I mean, he's always gonna be, like, even though his storyline, you know, Undertaker is little brother, it's little brother syndrome, you know, because they would never do any of that stuff to the Undertaker. So, but you group them together, like you said, Brothers of Destruction, they're brothers. I personally loved his run with Daniel Bryan. I thought it was some of the best stuff he's done in his career. It was a hot streak for creative at the time, with the vignettes of them in therapy and stuff like that, and they were hilarious. Or so now and then, like, up on my, you know, on this day Facebook memory, I, like, you know, shared all the maps that Daniel Bryan was supposedly making, like, for their you know, their game plan during a match with the stick figures. I loved that storyline. It was great, and I was kind of sad when it ended, but, you know, Daniel Bryan was bigger than that.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They finally remembered that or learned that, you know. So.
Oh, that's, yeah. The stuff with Dr. Shelby when they were in the sessions was pure gold. I mean, you saw a side of Kane that you never got to see. And I know that Kane enjoyed it more than he did, you know, 5 years before that. And if you guys haven't, and I get no money for telling you guys this, for plugging the WWE Network, zero, right? But I will tell you, if you have the WWE Network, go check out the just released Broken Skull Sessions with Stone Cold, and he interviewed Kane, and it's an hour and 15 minute conversation with Kane. It's really well done. He talks about how he was brought up as Isaac Yankem in WWE, what a terrible gimmick that was, how he almost missed his first day on the job at Hell in a Cell. His friend's car broke down and something like that. And so the whole story, the whole interview is awesome. I mean, I learned more about Kane in an hour and 15 minutes than I did watching him for 25 years. So,
yeah, Stone Cold's been doing good stuff on that show.
Love it.
So, you know, it's always a good time to listen to him too, because you ask, like, you know, the good questions.
Yes, he does.
That's always a fun show. So yeah, I will check it out, because I haven't seen it yet. So.
All right. Well, moving on from Kane, I think that's the most we ever talked about Kane in a single session ever. So as far as the women's division go, we haven't really touched on the women, because the women's divisions on both brands are kind of in a weird place, right? You have Lacey Evans going after Sasha Banks, and weirdly, Bayley's kind of the sidekick, even as the champion of SmackDown. It's very strange.
About this,
very strange. But it's continuing. Nothing.
Sidekick in the room.
Yeah. Like, what in the hell is? I know we talk, I feel like it's deja vu, but not much has changed. So that's the SmackDown side. And then on the Raw side, which I'm actually enjoying a little bit more than the SmackDown side in terms of matchups and story and emotion. This past week, you had the contract signing with Asuka and Becky. And Asuka, again, screaming in her language and just kind of being awkward on the mic, eventually spits her green mist in the eyes of Becky Lynch, who has gotten her confidence shaken by this matchup with Asuka because she's never beaten her. And I like that feeling of vulnerability for Becky. It makes you want to get behind her a little bit more. It makes you feel sympathy for her. And it's kind of reinvigorated her a little bit, feeling stale for the last couple months, and lately she's, I think, caught a little bit of fire again. She's also changed her colors up. She's wearing this, like, yellow, I don't know, latex
Kill
top
Bill.
Or whatever it is.
Homage. Kill Bill.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. So I'm digging it. I loved her promo on Raw, the emotional the promo about how she's going to go down. She's going to go down swinging. Yeah, I love it. I'm anticipating and looking forward to more Becky and Asuka than I am with Lacey Evans and Sasha. Are you feeling the same way?
I mean, that's a given. Evans is still green, but like I said, she's growing on me. She got better in the ring. She's improved. You know, side note or real quick, you know, on the Sasha Bailey thing, it wasn't, when we were talking about it, they were still trying to, like, focus a lot on Bailey, but I think it kind of switched, and now they're focusing on Sasha. So I think that might be a hint that, you know, if they're going to keep them two together, I think Sasha is going to get the title sooner than later. I don't know if she's going to betray her. I don't know if Bailey's going to lose it, and then Sasha's going to win it, which is what I would see a little bit more, and then there might be, you know, some rift between the two of them, but who knows. Anyway, going back to Becky. Yeah, she's interesting again, but I think that has to do with they finally found her opponent that she could dance with. It's not that she can't dance with Charlotte. It's just that was all they were doing, you know? It was like Becky Charlotte for like 3 years. Now they finally separated them again, and Asuka is finally getting, you know, her time in the spotlight, which she should have had a while ago. And even if she isn't speaking any English, it's working. It's working. It's kind of like the unknown. She's doing great. Like Asuka, I said, the tag team in general is the best thing in the women's division right now. And I still think Asuka's going to win the title at Rumble. I think Becky's
really?
Losing.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they could have her year thing. Again, it comes down to the Rumble, too. We don't know what's going to happen in the Rumble. We don't know if Rousey's showing up, which I'm leaning towards. I think Ronda's coming back the Rumble. We don't know if there's going to be surprise entrance. There always is. Somebody from NXT, Shayna Baszler. Like, I don't know what's going on. So right now, I still think Asuka's winning. If Asuka doesn't win at Rumble, she's winning it at Mania. I think Becky's time is done. And I think that's good, though, because if she is changing and you kind of want to get behind her, it's good that she loses. Because then it won't, like, you know, it'll cool off a little bit, and maybe she can build up. She's a good chaser. Does that make any sense? She's
yes.
A fighter. Like, getting kicked down and getting back up and being like, all right, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be better than ever. That's her shtick. When she does it, she's good. That's how this all started. You know, with the storyline with Charlotte moving through Ronda getting her freaking nose broken by Nia Jax.
Oh,
so
who I think is also going to be coming back at the Rumble.
Yeah, she's probably coming back too, and you're right. She's probably going to get entered right into the main event scene. So we don't know what's going on. I think Asuka's too hot. Asuka's hotter than Becky, though. I'm sorry. She's got that slow rise coming behind her. People are excited that she's getting a shot. It's a female wrestler in the WWE. I'm not saying that it's never happened. Please, people, don't get offended. But in the WWE, to have a focus on an Asian woman who doesn't speak English and they're not forcing her to cut bad like English promos as they have in the past, I think that adds to people being like, this is awesome. This is different. Like, you don't need her to be, you know, like Vince wants, like talking, you know, perfect or whatever, or cutting English promos to know her character. Does that make sense? I think it adds to it. I love it. I don't know.
Yeah, that does make
sense. All said out of love of my heart for Asuka. I absolutely, and I love that they changed Kairi Sane because she's insane now, and she's like this full evil pixie, and she's getting into mischief, and I love it. So I'm not trying to say things that come off. I don't know. Some people get offended, but I think that it's a new, fresh direction that WWE is going. It's kind of what they did with Kofi, even though that should have happened a zillion years ago. But there was always that stigma, and nobody would, you know, that's why people got behind Kofi, because they're like, yeah, this guy's finally getting a shot. He deserves it. And it's not politics, you know?
Well, yeah, so a lot there.
Sorry, lots of facts.
No,
I think about it. I've been thinking about it when I've been watching it, because, like, I love it. I think it's different, and it's, you know, not a lot of people watch New Japan or the other, you know, federations that do these things or have focus on Japanese American, you know, Korean, whoever, you know, wrestlers, the way that WWE really kind of just uses them as, you know, side things. Asuka got screwed really bad when she came up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I'm still bitter about it.
Well, look no further than last year. I'm still not over that, right? What they did to her right before WrestleMania and having Charlotte just unceremoniously get out of nowhere a SmackDown Women's Championship match, beat her, Asuka just goes, okay, and then Charlotte takes the belt to the main event. Like, seriously? I mean, I don't understand that. I know they're trying to make the biggest ever winner take all. They want all these cool slogans for the match, but it really did a huge disservice to Asuka, which makes me a little bit concerned if you're a Becky fan. Because, as you said, I think people are starting to see what the journey Asuka's been on, and it's starting to mirror a little bit of Becky's journey, that in that, you know, they see the misbookings, and they see WWE management as a bit of the enemy here. And I think that WWE needs to be very careful at the Rumble if they're trying to keep Asuka heel and Becky as the face here and keep it solidly in their lanes, that they need to be careful how this thing is booked, because I think there's going to be a section of the audience, a good section of the audience, that is going to be cheering Asuka, and it could be a groundswell of people that just go, yeah, you know what, like, Becky's had her run, Asuka got effing screwed last year, you know, Asuka deserves the belt. I could see that happening, and something I really didn't think of, that's my thoughts on that. As far as Ronda Rousey, that was going to be the other thing I was going to ask you about. I think Ronda Rousey will be returning at the Rumble. That's my thought. I think she'll be returning at the Rumble. I think she could win the Women's Royal Rumble match, which we haven't even talked about. And I think that if she does, she obviously has Bayley, or she has If Becky is still champion, she has Becky Lynch. So if Ronda wins, it makes perfect sense to have the rematch of Becky versus Ronda again, because Ronda was defeated by Becky, so she's coming back for her revenge the next year. I know you're not of the belief that she's going to make it all the way to Mania, but if she does and Ronda wins, that would make sense rather than Asuka versus Ronda. While there's intrigue there too, to me, Becky Ronda one-on-one, which we should have gotten last year, could be the matchup there. So those are my thoughts on that. I have some other things, but I'll stop.
No, I agree. And that could definitely be the way it goes. I don't know if Ronda wins the Rumble. I think that if Ronda shows up at the Rumble, you're going to see the mandatory what happens in the men's match when the big guy comes in and everybody gangs up on him and eliminates him right away. I think that's going to happen to Rousey if she comes back. Or everybody's going to go after her at least. I don't know if she's going to get eliminated right away, but and people are going to be gunning for her, you know, because they're going to want to prove themselves and they're going to want to be the person who eliminated Ronda Rousey from the Rumble. But she could win the Women's Rumble. I don't know who's in it. And, you know, we do get more returns and surprises in the Women's Rumble than we do the men's because the rosters are smaller. And there's a lot going on in the NXT division as usual with the women's division right now. And, you know, we have the four horsewomen possibilities. So, I mean, Ronda is probably a favorite for the Rumble. They haven't really announced anybody who's in the Rumble. So I can't like pick, you know, a winner yet. And Nia Jax, if she comes back, is definitely a favorite also. So.
Oh, there's no question. The Ronda or Nia Jax would be a hands-on favorite or an odds-on favorite for sure. And you know, could also Ronda Rousey not even be in the Rumble, but maybe screw Becky Lynch out of the championship and cost her the belt and have Asuka win? Yeah, you could, because I think having Ronda heel is the best thing for Ronda if she comes back. Having her as a heel, when she finally just said F you to the audience, and because they were starting to turn on her anyway, man, Ronda Rousey as a heel is as good as I hoped she could be, and I feel like it got cut short after she left WrestleMania and she lost and went out to, I don't know, hang out with her boyfriend for a year and try to, you know, make babies or whatever she tried to do, or maybe she's still trying to and she's not going to return at all. I don't know. But if she's going to return, having her screw Becky out of the belt would make perfect sense. And then maybe it's just a Ronda versus Becky grudge match at WrestleMania. Maybe that could be the position too. But yeah, the Women's Royal Rumble match is intriguing as hell because, as you said, the rosters are smaller, which means, like, you know, 80% of the people in WWE active on the roster are going to be in the Rumble just by default to fill bodies in 30 spots in the Rumble. But Nia Jax, certainly the NXT women, it's going to be very interesting to see the interactions there. We got a little bit of that at Survivor Series with the women's rosters and men's rosters all commingling to fight for the all-important brand supremacy that means absolutely nothing. But they had that a little bit of preview there. I think that there's going to be some awesome stories within stories, just as every Royal Rumble does. There's always really good interactions. There's always those moments in the Rumble, men's and women's, even though the women's has only been going on since 2018, but there's always those moments where there's chaos and, you know, it looks like everybody's down and there's, you know, 10 bodies in the ring and two people stand up on either end of the ring and it's a matchup that you haven't seen yet or you have yet to see, and the crowd usually goes crazy. There's always those moments where they just stare at each other and, you know, the announcers go, oh my God, we've never seen this, and the crowd starts losing their minds. That's why I love the Rumble. It's stories within stories within stories. Like, for instance, Kofi Kingston, how is he going to avoid elimination this year? Ultimately, just to be eliminated. But, like, all these little things, and it's really intriguing with Brock number one and the matchups that Brock could have with maybe Matt Riddle or Keith Lee from NXT. I've mentioned that several times. Just so many different awesome interactions. That's why the Rumble is, I mean, you've said it. All of my other co-hosts have said it. People on Twitter have told me this is their favorite pay-per-view of the year. Just is.
The Royal Rumble is the best because when I first started watching again back in 2012, 2011, there were a couple of Rumbles that I was like, what? But it's gotten its leggings back, I guess. Its legs back. I love the Rumble. No matter what, even when it stinks, it's just like, it's fun because everybody's there and you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to win. There is always that possibility of surprise. They do surprise you sometimes. And there's always, you know, the big returns. And the women's, as far as the women's Rumble goes, you know, we're definitely going to see Rhea Ripley in it because she is the champ. And she, you know, NXT kicked, you know, the main roster's butt not very long ago, if everybody remembers that. So I think NXT's presence at the Rumble is going to be huge. I had mentioned the last time I was on the show, I wouldn't be surprised if Adam Cole wins the men's Rumble. It could happen. So I think, you know, Rhea Ripley and Shayna Baszler are definitely going to be in the Rumble, and it might be the start of Shayna on the main roster. I think that's going to happen now that she's not champ and has been dethroned for a second time. And I hope it's soon because they need her. It would add a lot layer of interesting because she's awesome and she's a super villain. She's not even a heel, man. She is a mean bitch. I say that in the nicest way possible. Like, she's awesome. I enjoy watching her fight. But quick, before we, you know, move off, like I said, I don't know who's going to win the Women's Rumble. But speaking of the Women's Rumble, we say returns. We're probably going to see Naomi come back. I hope we don't see the Bella Twins.
No, please.
I'm going with conspiracy theory, Mary.
It's time. I should just create
a
jingle.
We should do a segment.
I'm serious. I'm going to create a jingle just for, I don't know, like a 7-8 second jingle of that. I mean, I'm serious. Like, that would, because it's starting to come up now and it's starting to just happen.
So, corner with Mary.
Seriously. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Damn it.
All right. So with all the Punk talk, okay, let's say Punk doesn't show up at the Rumble.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, and let's just say it's me dreaming. These are my vivid dreams I have every night. Do you think it's a possibility that AJ Lee shows up at the Rumble? And do you, if that happens, that is a precursor to also another piece to the conspiracy theory that Punk is coming back. And how far does she go in it? Because she was pretty dominant when she was there. But what do you think of the chances of her coming back? I mean, she just turned 30, I think. She might still be 29. Her birthday's in March like mine, so I don't know. What do you think about that?
Ooh, yeah, I think people are forgetting about AJ Lee because everyone's like, Punk? Why is Punk coming back? Yeah.
Real quick before you give your thoughts, like, people said to me they don't know if it's good because, like, before she left, you know, everybody was chanting CM Punk at her, and, you know, that's likely going to happen again because they are married. And that's what, you know, the fans were doing. But I don't know if they're actually going to do that because AJ has more of a storyline and I think they would be happy to see her. And, you know, she was in a division that she kind of didn't belong in because she was ahead of everybody. And she is actually the start of all this. Like, she was before Paige, too. So I think that it might be kind of, I don't think it would be people chanting for Punk. I think they would be actually chanting for her and being like, oh, the queen has returned. She's actually the one who started this stuff. Okay, go.
No, wow. Yeah, so I had never really thought about AJ Lee. I know that there's rumors floating around that she may still be interested in resuming a wrestling career, at least in a part-time capacity. I will tell you this. I mean, if we see AJ Lee, CM Punk's not far behind. I mean, I think that they're a married couple. They're not just kind of dating casually. They're married. They're going to make this decision together, which means that if you see one, you will probably see the other very soon. And if AJ Lee comes back, and she comes back in the Royal Rumble, would she win it? Probably not, because I don't think she's the future of the SmackDown brand. But it would certainly.
She's the past.
Yeah, sure.
But she's the past. You know, I mean, the Hardy Boys came back and won the titles at Mania. Like, yeah. you know?
They did, I think, you know, in part because we've already seen the New Day held the belts, you know, for 1,000 days, and we need just somebody else to hold the belts for a while that the people love. So if AJ Lee comes back, let me tell you, the crowd will pop, not just because of the CM Punk relationship, which is, I mean, everyone knows that they're married, and you might hear some CM Punk chants. But the thing is, if she comes back in the women's match, I think she will be overwhelmingly the favorite.
Yes.
To win. And I think, I really do. I think she would be an overwhelming the crowd favorite. You can't have her come out there, the crowd completely behind her because of really, well, I'm sorry, who she's married to, but also because of what she represents and being the catalyst for the women's movement. She was like a women's champion in a Divas era. And I always believed that.
She was the first proponent to want to bring back the women's title. Like, yeah. When she was Divas champ, she wanted the old title back. She was pushing for it. And now they have two women's titles, and the Divas title is gone. You know, Charlotte was the last holder. So what you're saying, you know, I'm agreeing with you. Her presence and what she actually represents is way bigger than I think people put in the thought. And I, you know, she does kind of get overshadowed by Punk, but not in a bad way. It's just people love CM Punk so much, but everybody loved AJ Lee too. It wasn't like she wasn't, like, she got, you know, there was a whole bunch of crap that was going on behind the scenes when Punk left, you know, and she was still there. Another plus is that the Bella Twins are gone, and that was her biggest gripe, if you believe the rumors. They did not like each other, and that was real, and we saw that in that pipe bomb. And the Bella Twins squashed it because they have thin skin. But there was a lot of venom and truth in those words because she was. AJ Lee at that time, and I'm not saying the division was great, was the standard. Nobody could touch her on the mic and nobody could touch her in the ring. I mean, she didn't really get a chance to show what she had in the ring because they had 2-minute, you know, matches at the time. Like you're saying, she was in a women's champ in a Divas division.
That's exactly what she is, and we've never discussed AJ Lee at length, but really what she represents is the movement at its core, at the beginning, at the origination, and I don't think anybody could touch her on the mic today. I remember how awesome she was on the mic, believable, cadence, just from her gut, everything for the most part, her promos were awesome. She had a presence that made you want to pay attention to her, not just because she's like super hot. I mean, that had nothing to do with it to me. I mean, like she is, like, she's like, oh my God, like, let's be honest, that doesn't hurt. But just the way that she would deliver a promo, she was so damn good. And I think she could easily fit herself if she wanted to. I just don't think she will. She could interject herself into a full-time position right now if she wanted to. I just don't know if she has any desire to do so. Because again, this is going to be a decision that they make as a family, as a couple, as a married couple. They need to make this decision together. And I don't know if CM Punk and WWE have really come to a reconciliation. They say, oh, well, I'm really contracted with Fox. I'm not contracted with WWE.
Last week.
What's that?
You saw the things that happened with Miz last week, right?
Oh God, we didn't even talk about the Miz. Yeah, we didn't talk about the Miz.
Miz, Punk going after Miz and deleting a tweet. So yeah, I mean, he's all backstage next week, so it didn't affect his career.
He told him to go suck a something and like something blood money.
If that was Punk in angry form, that's a Punk we haven't seen in a long time. You know, get how vicious he can actually be. So
he called him a dork. I love that too. Like, I mean, it's just like, so it was so Punk to say, and I loved it. I'm like, you know, stand by it. But I think he realized for his professional career with Fox and maybe with WWE in the future, he probably should delete that as in his best interest. But yeah, maybe the Miz definitely poked him in the wrong way, you know, on backstage saying that, you know, I didn't change the culture, I'm sorry, you know, basically just poking fun of what Punk said, obviously, when he debuted back on, you know, months ago on backstage. But one more thing about the women's division, and then I want to ask you about The Miz, and we'll close things out. With Charlotte, what the hell are they doing with Charlotte, right? We haven't even touched on her. She was the focus of the SmackDown women's brand for, feels like forever, and then she is kind of just floating around and in a holding pattern, which is what I think they're doing, you know, facing Sarah Logan and beating people easily, still calling herself the queen. She's kind of in between of a face, a heel. They just are just putting Charlotte out there. I was like, oh yeah, don't forget she's here. We're not going to do anything with her significant yet, but just don't forget she's here. What the hell are they doing with Charlotte right now? And do you think they have bigger plans for her?
I think you're right. I think she's in a holding pattern. I don't think anything's going to happen for Charlotte until after the Rumble. They don't have anything for her right now, and they're putting all their focus in the Becky and Asuka, as they should. And that's, you know, that's just you know, I can't think of the word, you know, indignant, and it probably is the wrong word. Sorry, guys, sometimes I mess up words, of needing Rousey back in the division and, you know, a couple of returns need to happen. I don't know what's on the bank for her next. She's going to get the title at some point in the year because, you know, they're doing like kind of a John Cena thing to her. So I don't know. The Sarah Logan thing is weird. She needs new gear, girl. Like, I know you're going for the Wild Woman thing, but like the cargo, like, it's just not a good look. Like, she came on screen and I just walked out of the room. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Charlotte. Again, a lot of things hang in the Rumble right now. You don't know what's going to happen in the Rumble. And that's why I brought up the AJ Lee thing, because the women's Rumble, from that perspective, is more surprise anything can happen than the men's. You kind of know where the men's going, but the women's division is kind of in limbo right now. And that's why, you know, there's rumors that Paige is coming back, too. Did you see those rumors? That yes. She might have gotten cleared, which would be completely changing also, because Paige is a dominant and she should be a dominant in that title scene, absolutely 100%. So you don't know. You don't know. That's why I was bringing up my conspiracy theories, because a lot of things can happen at the Rumble. They always do.
And did you hear about Triple H's comments about Paige?
I started watching it and then I turned it off. I didn't finish watching it, but you can sum it up for me.
Well, Triple H had a interview with, I think, Sportskeeda, and he talked about Paige and Edge and their possible returns, and he said who wouldn't want them to return. I'm a fan just like everyone else. Yeah, I'd love to see them step up in the ring and compete. More than that, I'd like to see them live long, healthy lives. Edge has kids, you know. Paige, she probably has some that she doesn't know of. And then he laughs. So obviously, this created a firestorm around Triple H. I mean, this just happened a couple of days ago. Paige then tweeted out, "Even my boss jokes about me. No wonder you guys still do it too." And then obviously, Paige's boyfriend went off on Triple H and just started cussing him out. And so obviously, you know, first of all, I mentioned this on my show last night, that when Triple H said that, I mean, I understand the intent that Paige could have when he's saying basically she's a little bit loose in her morals.
Yeah,
I get the premise, but how can you, as a woman, how can you have kids that you don't know about? As a guy, you could, but as a woman, how could you have kids you don't know of unless you're like an egg donor? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
What he meant, though, I don't think he meant kids. If the way that you said it, I think he meant like a disease.
Well, he said Edge has kids.
And Paige probably has something she doesn't know about.
She probably has some she doesn't know of, meaning she has some kids she doesn't know of. So he's talking about he said that Paige has kids that she doesn't even know about, which, again, as a woman, you can't do that. As a guy, maybe you knock up a girl and then, you know, you don't know about it and, you know, whatever.
But as a woman, it was just a joke. Like,
sure it was. But people lost their minds. And obviously Paige was not happy with it. Her boyfriend wasn't happy with it. And then Triple H today issued an apology and said, "I've reached out to Paige to apologize. I made a terrible joke and I'm sorry if it offended her or anyone else." So obviously, as the COO of the company, I'm sure he's gritting his teeth at having to do this, because, you know, he's going, son of a, like, but he knows he has to because of the perception that this created, that, you know, he's making fun of her. And obviously we know the sex tapes and all the nudes that were leaked.
Del Rio situation.
Yeah.
She was obviously high out of her mind to be dating Alberto Del Rio.
That wasn't
an offensive thing. It happens, girl. Like, we all make really bad mistakes, especially if, like, you're in that kind of, you had to have been. But, I mean, I still love her. I think she's awesome. She's, like, one of my favorites.
Oh, so. I love Paige. She's a possibility.
She's a possibility in the Rumble, and I would put her as a dark horse, too, then, you know? Like, just like you're saying, if AJ Lee shows up at the Rumble, and honestly, like, if both of them showed up, I think that if AJ showed up, she has a very good chance of winning the Rumble. Nobody would see it coming, and it would be her showing her dominance of being like, all y'all got to beat me now, because nobody on the roster right now beat her. Think about it.
Yeah,
Everybody who was in her division is gone. All those people came up who she should have been in the ring with her, who are actually her peers, were up after she left, you know? She retired at 26, 27. And it wasn't just because, you know, she didn't want to do it anymore. I know she had injuries, but it was because of the situation with her husband. So, you know, that they all got to beat her. The only one that's beat her is Paige.
That's it. So, yeah. Yeah. So that she's got a whole fresh new set of people to work
and her
with.
Going up against Zelina, because I know they trained with the same people, and if you listen to Zelina, they have the same cadence when they talk, so that you can tell
they're
trained by the same people on the mic. Alexa Bliss and Sasha, those are three matches right there just for the promos alone, I want to see.
Ooh. Oh, wow, yeah. Zelina is amazing on the mic.
Yes.
She's got that presence that AJ does. That's a good parallel.
Zelina played her in the movie, which I still am angry about the gear situation, but they picked her for a reason.
Right. All right, so I have one last topic, and then if you have anything, you can throw it at me, is The Miz's turn back to heel. And obviously, John Morrison now joining him. And them going after New Day. And I love how The Miz pointed out that Kofi never went back after the championship. I love that because it's true. Like, why the hell didn't you go after it again? But I do, personally, my quick thoughts on it are, I think The Miz is a natural-born heel, just as I think Seth Rollins is, and it never quite fits and kind of feels forced whenever Miz was a face, and when Seth Rollins was a baby face, and just never quite really settled with me. I always had to consciously try to go along with what they're doing, and when I have to try, that means it's usually not the right role that they're in. But I think the addition of John Morrison is good. John Morrison is kind of also in a time capsule of sorts where he looks a little older. I remember him when he was in Eminem with Melina. So it was Joey Mercury, John Morrison, and Melina back in the early 2000s. And now he's back after several different wrestling promotions, and he's still in crazy shape. I think that they have something to build off of here. I like The Miz as a heel. I'm good with it. I think he's cast correctly. What do you think?
I mean, they didn't really have anywhere to put Morrison anyway if they didn't put him there. Like, where were you going to put John Morrison? Like, it's a different federation from when he was there. You know, it's kind of some of the returns that have been happening, like, they kind of don't fit in, like, because they were from a different era. But putting him with The Miz, I mean, it worked. It was popular, I guess, back in the day. That wasn't when I was watching, so I'm not very familiar with their storyline and their history. But it works. I love The Miz as a heel too. I mean, The Miz has grown on me a lot since I started watching wrestling again. I hated him at first, like just hated him. And then, you know, I started to appreciate how good of a heel he was and a wrestler he was. So it works. I want to see, I hope it's just not one of those where they do a quick reunion because they used to be together and then they split them up. So I'm always cautious with like storylines like this, but The Miz should actually be back in the title scene, my personal opinion at this point. He should have been in it for the last year.
Well, he was when he went to face the Fiend and got
that was
killed.
Quick, though. I don't consider that being in the scene, you know? Yeah, like, that was like kind of a one-off. He earned it. So I would like to see that happening because his first run was a joke, you know? They put the title on him because he was a reality star, but now he's a veteran and he's earned his keep. And he's earned his accolades and his right to, you know, be in that scene as a top heel. And he's got a successful TV show. That show's hilarious. I just marathoned the first season. And, that's how I feel about that. But I don't know where else they would have put Morrison when he came back. He doesn't really fit into – I don't see him as a single star right now.
Clearly, though, he's still got a lot to add, and he fits nicely into what today's wrestling is, which is very super athletic, lots of spots, fast moving is what WWE and wrestling as an industry has evolved into. I mean, look at AEW even. It's kind of evolved into that more of an athletic presentation.
Yeah.
So I think it fits very nicely with Morrison returning. He did that insane parkour move off the steps onto Big E this past week and SmackDown. So I think he clearly hasn't lost his athleticism. He's in insane shape. And so I think it's going to fit nicely with his style now that wrestling has evolved into that. But The Miz, look, The Miz I love him as a heel. It's amazing to think that he has main evented WrestleMania. He main evented WrestleMania 27 and beat John Cena with the help of The Rock, but he won the main event of WrestleMania and retained the WWE championship. It's just insane to think about that, as much, you know, especially given that that was, my God, 9 years ago that that happened. And it blows my mind that that was the main event. Not that The Miz is not a good talent, and even today is not a great talent, but he's still not quite at that level, I believe, of being the main event of WrestleMania. So I guess looking back, it's just like, whoa, really? Right? But it was all about really The Rock and John Cena in that story.
Yeah, quick on Morrison. I wasn't necessarily saying like his in-ring ability. Yeah, no, he totally fits. I was saying more of his personality. Like they need to chuck his old music. It's dated. I know it's supposed to sound like Jimi Hendrix and stuff, but it's already dated because it sounds like something from the early 2000s. Give him the music. Like it just doesn't fit anymore because when he had that music, WWE was pretty campy at that point.
Yeah.
That's what I was more saying, more of his personality and how he fits in like that. Like, I get at the time why they were doing it, but, like, no.
Yeah, like
he's been on the indie scene. He's been a different wrestler. Like, you know, he's not – he doesn't need that crappy knockoff Hendrix music.
Like, or he might as well, what, come out to, like, Creed or Nickelback? I mean, like, that's the time frame we're looking at, right? Yeah, like, I mean, but that's a time frame we're talking about, right? So, yeah, it's time for him to freshen up. I know that he's doing what people remember him doing and listening to what people listen to back in the day. But, yeah, it's not like it's a timeless classic like Stone Cold's music or The Rock's music or, you know, really any other type of music. But that's such a – it doesn't fit with – especially how old he is now. It's time to kind of evolve as a character. I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, if they do that and they've been – better about doing stuff like that recently. Like, I can't believe how good the OC's new music is. I like when I actually hear it, I'm like, oh my God, because like when Gallows and Anderson first debuted, their music was terrible. Like, it started off really cool and then it was just like, oh, this is bad, bad hard rock, five finger death punch crap. Like, you know, so now their music's like, it sounds like metal, so it's cool. So they've been doing that. They've been getting better with that. Refreshing people's music. I know they're probably doing it right now because he just returned and stuff like that, but you know, they're not the same person they were 10 years ago.
No.
People evolve, you know, so give him a fresh start and don't stigmatize him. I think that's what happens a lot with these returns, is that they just put them back in that bubble. Like, see what happened to the Hardys? Like, if they would have, like, you know, let them do the whole broken gimmick for, I know there was stuff with TNA, but you know, they got around it with the Bullet Club and the OC and stuff like that. They could have gotten around it to have Matt continue with that character and not kill it. It's like everything that went bad and happened with Bray Wyatt in his original version. Like, they did it weird. So, but they stuck him in that Hardy Boys thing, and then Jeff's still coming out to the music, and it's kind of like, oh, it's the same thing that happened with Sheamus. Yeah, he had new music, but he came out looking like he did 10 years ago, and it's just like,
yeah,
it just
yeah.
throws me off. It's just like, I believe that characters evolve, and even if it's like just the music. Look what it did for Bailey. We were talking about this. So I feel like when they do returns and like, yeah, it's just maybe for them to get their footing now. Hopefully they give him a new beat to come out to. You know, they gave Sasha, they've been giving a lot of people new songs. So.
Yes, they have. And maybe they're just testing the water. And it could be a very well, we're not sure what we're going to do yet. So just do what people remember. Or it could be, well, let's try it out and see if people still embrace the entrance. And maybe I would, too. I mean, why not? It kind of worked for you back then. Why, let's give it a shot. If people don't react in, you know, a couple of weeks up to a month, let's retweak your entrance. I mean, I don't blame them for just going back to what they knew worked. But yeah, I think
it's clear.
But as
soon as he came off on the screen, you were like,
I was
excited. Like, no, because I was like. Interested to see John Morrison return, you know, and I figured he was going to do a run-in or something with no music, you know, and then he like comes out to that music and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You're coming out to that music? It's like, you know, it reminded me of the scene in like every like, you know, teenage movie where the popular guy in high school went off to college and he's still hanging out at the high school parties.
Oh, yeah, still trying to hang on to the years.
Yeah, still in his Letterman jacket. That is how I felt when he walked out to that music.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. He is. He's like the guy that is still wearing his class ring. And yeah, yeah.
Because that was a very, like, also, like, with, like, the whole hippie or the Jimi Hendrix with, like, the bell bottoms and the big glasses. That was very early 2000, late 90s fashion. So you just, like, immediately associate it with it. And I'm not saying that. I'm a 90s teenager. I still love my clothes from back then. I still kind of pull them off when I can.
I still listen to 90s music. Oh, yeah.
All I listen to is 90s music. 90 Channels Hall of Fame. Woo!
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the vibe I got. if that makes any sense. The, you know, the high, the guy who's off at college or balding, still hanging out with the high school kids because he was
quarterback. Yeah, that's kind of exactly how maybe that. And I couldn't put my finger on how I felt, but I think you elaborated on that and talked and descripted it very well. Like that's exactly how I It was just kind of like the old uncle that still is trying to hang out with the young kids, and you know, obviously he's 20 years past what he should be doing. So yeah, or like the old guy at the bar, right? He's kind of like the older guy at the bar that's at like a college bar, like hey bro, what are you doing here, right? I like that analogy. So, and honestly, like in personal experience, not that I go to college bars, but I had a couple of cousins that are younger, and I went to a college bar a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking around, I'm like, I'm that old guy. Like, I know that I'm that old guy standing there, and people are going, what in the F is this? Like, clearly I am the oldest guy in the room. Like, you know, it's just, I'm 34 years old, but you know, you're hanging out with a bunch of 21 year olds.
Oh, man, and I feel like ancient then when I'm at the bar.
Well, no, I mean like, but you know, you probably don't go to like that. This typical 18 to 21 year old bars.
No, I hang out with my same age friends.
Yeah. So
I go to pubs in New York City. There's always old people there.
Yeah. And like happy hour is what I like to do now, which is like, but anyway, so, Mary, is there anything else that we didn't cover you wanted to touch on?
Not really. I think we talked about everything, but real quick, you know, Rocky Johnson passed away today, and
yes.
Just pay our respects. I don't really know a lot of his stuff. My brothers do. My brother put out a tweet earlier that said, he remembers watching him as a kid when my dad first introduced my brother to wrestling. So my dad was the wrestling fan, in the family. That's how we all got hooked. So I don't know him, but he's a legend and he gave us The Rock. So
yes,
for that
did.
In itself. I mean, he's a bigger legend than The Rock. He gave us The Rock.
And only at 75. 75 is young.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He's a big dude. He was a wrestler too, and it's unsafer time. So, you don't know, but it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is, and I'm sure The Rock is, or Dwayne is, you know, taking time with his family and all that kind of stuff, and it's certainly, I didn't expect it, I didn't even know he was in poor health, I didn't know, when I said 75, obviously that's young, I don't know the intricacies of it, maybe he had cancer, an ongoing health issue, or maybe it was sudden, I don't know, I'm sure that'll come out in the coming days, but I never got to see Rocky Johnson, I saw just kind of like retro clips of him, but I never, he was a little bit before my time, before your time, in terms of like when he was at his peak, but respects to Rocky Johnson, and thoughts go out to family, friends, anybody who's actually, you know, related and has a connection to the family. But all right, well, Mary, before you head out though, let everybody know where they can find you, if you are so inclined to let people know where they can find you on social media.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at @mare_bare, B-A-R-E, and you can follow me on Instagram at poppins311. I don't really go on Instagram very much, but I'm always active on Twitter. I don't know if my feud's going on right now, but, you know, it's always interesting to go on.
That is. No, some of your tweets make me laugh, like some of the memes you put up and shit like that. Like, I don't know. It makes me laugh. So
that's good. Yeah. That's what I'm there for. I'm trying to be funny. I'm kind of funny. I'm witty sometimes. So
no, it does. And anytime you have a conspiracy, like I said, throw it up there and I'll get a jingle
hashtag
going.
Conspiracy theory, Mary. Send me your conspiracy theories in wrestling for right now. We'll expand at another later date.
Hell yes. Hell yes. So, all right, Mary, thanks so much. Again, we'll be talking in 3 weeks, and in 3 weeks, it'll be past Rumble, and we'll be into, oh God, whatever pay-per-view is in Saudi Arabia. I believe that's the next pay-per-view on February 20th. So, yeah, I know you're not into the Saudi Arabia events, but
yeah,
we'll at least
be able
to.
Maybe we could do like a post-Rumble show. Maybe we could get like a couple of the hosts on. We should do something like that.
That's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking about that today because it's such a huge pay-per-view, and I think it warrants having a couple of people on to talk about the Rumble. So yeah, by all means, if we don't have to wait the 3 weeks, we can have you come on right after the Rumble, and I think that would be a pretty cool a good idea to get, you know, not just you and mine, but maybe all the co-hosts. We'll see.
Yeah, it would be interesting. It'll be the first week of school, so I'll still be sane at that point because I go back to school next week and I'm not looking forward to it. So, yeah, but I will definitely be all about, you know, the Rumble because I'll still have my sanity. It'll only be the first week of school.
All right. So as we get deeper into it, you'll just slowly become more and more stressed out.
Yes, basically. I just got my grades back. I have a 3.9 now, and now I'm like, okay, well, now I got to kind of like, now I got to keep doing this.
Well, you got to earn your glasses with tape, right? You got to earn those taped up glasses. Like, all right, Mary, thanks so much for coming on. And yeah, maybe we'll probably talk sooner than later. The Rumble's just too damn big to not talk about, so we'll be in touch.
All right, cool. Thanks for having me on as usual. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, so retirement may or may not be something that you're really thinking about, but even if you are years and years away, I mean, I'm 20 years away from retirement, but it's something that we should all be thinking about. There's a company that has retirement plans that you can invest in precious metals like gold, silver, and cryptocurrency. There's also a big opportunity to grow retirement and grow income for either your personal or a business. And anyone who signs up at this website receives a free investment kit and gift. So what is this website? It's brightmoneyinvestments.com. That's brightmoneyinvestments.com. You can diversify and grow with metals and cryptos. And you can even talk to someone there to get a better idea of what you should be investing in. So head on over to brightmoneyinvestments.com.